At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey everybody, this is Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. We have some breaking news tonight. Lisa Cook has been removed from the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, according to a bleat from Donald Trump. I guess that is how we are getting our news now. And this has real ramifications. I mean, it is in line with what Bill Kristol and I were talking about this morning when it comes to Donald Trump creeping or maybe even marching towards despotism and what the ramifications of that are going to be for obviously people that are working for the government, but for the economy at large. And so, you know, this is just one of the latest examples, but it has far, far reaching implications. And, you know, we're going to be getting into on this channel a bunch the political side of it. But I wanted to focus tonight on what it means for the economy and how that's going to be affecting everybody. So I wanted to bring in a fella who has been willing to help us on economic news and who was able to jump in tonight on breaking news. And Ben Walsh is over at Sherwood News. That's an independent news site that is an arm of the Robin Hood Corporation. We're talking about whether Ben's getting enough Robin Hood stock out of that deal. He's been covering economics for a long time. And we brought him in because this is how we get news now. Donald Trump bleated on his social media feed that he's planning on firing Lisa Cook from the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve. If you haven't been following this that closely, he's been justifying this firing based on some accusations that some anti-Jerome Powell people in the administration leveled that Cook falsified records to obtain favorable terms on a mortgage, essentially that she had named two different properties or primary residence. I should note here, I'm pulling up the Times, Cook was confirmed by the Senate, has not been charged with any wrongdoing. She is the first Black woman to serve on the board. So there it is. She gets the boot. Ben, give people a little color on why you think this is happening.
This is happening because Donald Trump is basically at war with the Fed right now. He does not like the Fed's interest rate policy. He thinks that rates should be cut in order to stimulate economic activity. Rates being cut now would help because tariffs are inflationary, and cutting rates would help to, in his mind, I guess, stimulate the economy and keep things flowing.
Yeah. And so just kind of give people the basics on how this works, because obviously there's been a lot, and we've discussed on this channel a bunch, his threats about firing Jerome Powell. The Fed is not just kind of like one man making decisions by fiat, not exactly. You know, there's this board of governors. The board has been split, like, mostly largely in the Powell camp, with some minority members of the board in the "we actually should cut rates" camp. So, you know, how does Cook kind of fit into that dynamic?
Well, I think that the broad point is the important one, okay, which is that Trump has made Jerome Powell the centerpiece of his anti-Fed campaign, and is very mad at Jerome Powell for, in his mind, not cutting interest rates kind of on his own. That's the picture that Donald Trump wants to paint, is that this is something that he can do because Jerome Powell wants to. The Federal Reserve Open Market Committee is the body that kind of sets, quote unquote, sets the interest rate. That's a group of people, and they are kind of monomaniacally focused on consensus. It was a very big deal that at the recent meeting, two people dissented and said, no, we should cut rates when they were held steady. That's not something that's happened for a very long time. Powell specifically is very focused on getting everyone on board and making sure that the, you know, decision that they come out with represents as close to the opinion of everybody on the committee. And so this is really about not about Lisa Cook. It's about a broad scale pressure campaign against the Fed and their interest rate setting body.
And so the idea here, I guess my question is, so firing her, you know, I mean, well, there's sort of two sides to this, but like on the actual rate cutting side of it, I mean, if it's just, she's just one person on the board, like what do they think they're getting out of it? I hoping that they're going to be bullying the other members of the board to get in line, essentially? Are there,
I mean, I think that would be the idea. And I think that the other thing that's important to say right here is that, you know, the kind of the headline right now, I would say, is that Donald Trump claims to have fired, because it's an open fact of law whether he has the authority to do this, given the information that we know about Lisa Cook's mortgages. You know, as has been discussed a lot by you guys, you know, the president does have the ability to remove Fed officials for cause, whether or not having two primary residence mortgages is cause for being fired from your job, I think is a very open question and will almost certainly be litigated very quickly. I would not be surprised if this is in court tomorrow morning.
Bulwark Takes is sponsored by OneSkin, product I've been slinging for a while now, so much so that I've had, I think, a couple of friends that have caught strays from me about how they need to be using OneSkin, either for their face and their wrinkles or for their scalp and their thinning hair. I've taken a little heat over that. Sorry for the real talk. And if you don't want me coming after you like that, OneSkin is the way to go. Let me explain. OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide is the first ingredient proven to switch off the damaged senescent cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thin, crepey skin. Not creepy skin, crepey skin. But crepey skin can be creepy, I guess. Free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can make skin red, irritated, or itchy, their products are certified safe for sensitive skin. Dermatologists tested and approved by independent testing platforms. The cleanser and topical supplements can all be used with other products or treatments and easily fit into your current skincare routine. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin with 15% off using code BULWARKTAKES. At oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code BULWARKTAKES. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin.
I guess what I'm trying to get at, and what I want folks to understand is like why, you know, the reaction to this, particularly in like econ circles, is so dramatic. When, like, on the one hand, you look at it and it's like, okay, well, this is another example of Donald Trump bullying people who dissent in his administration, you know, within the administration. It's another example of him bullying, you know, people who are career public service employees, particularly anybody that he feels like could fit in a DEI bucket, if you will. And that's been happening in a lot of places. So that's a problem in its own right about, you know, whatever you want to call it, authoritarian creep. But like on the economic side of things, if it's just this one, it's this one governor, right? Like, why now are we seeing, you know, gold prices skyrocket and the dollar drop? Like what is the significance of this one seat in particular that maybe is, or not this one seat in particular, but of this move that is greater than just, you know, Lisa Cook's in particular, you know, personal?
Well, I think that the reason why is that markets broadly view the U.S. as a safe haven for assets. You know, there's not until now been this kind of frontal assault on the independence of the kind of largest American financial institution in the government side. There is a premium in dollar denominated assets that comes from the good governance and smooth functioning of these very large institutions like the Fed. The idea that even incrementally they could be subjected to this kind of pressure or these sorts of actions will decrease investor confidence and make people worried about, you know, hey, if is there going to be a period where for 2, 3, 4 years, 6 years, you know, American interest rate policy just doesn't make sense with reality because that's what the president wants, which, you know, in economist jargon, they would call persistent policy errors, which is not something that people think the Fed kind of makes over a long period of time. But maybe they will. We don't know. And so that's why people are scared.
I mean, I guess it also just augurs poorly about the questions around Powell, right? Which is that, okay, you know, if we have this, if the question of Fed independence
you know, if whether the Fed is independent and whether they can make policy actions without fear that if it hits the disfavor of the president, that they will like come up with random, you know, charges that are kind of unrelated to their work and smear people and bully them or fire them out of the government. Like if he's doing that for this one governor, then, you know, that is not a great sign for Powell next. And it's a potential sign for, you know, kind of the whole Fed independence set up to like essentially collapse, right? I that's kind of like the worst case scenario for people.
Sure. Yeah. No, I mean, whatever percentage you had in your mind as the possibility that Trump would fire Jerome Powell, you know, at 6 p.m. tonight is now significantly higher.
Right.
It has to be because he's closer to taking that step, you'd have to say.
And just sort of looking then at the macro here, what we've got going on with the economy. Trump, the other thing we haven't got to tonight is Trump had the South Korean leader in today. They're discussing closing the tariff deal. The tariffs will, you know, at some level to stay on South Korea. So we have these persistent tariffs, maybe more persistent than some had thought they would be after he kind of had pulled back, you know, following Liberation Day. We have the dollar falling now on this Cook news, increased worries about Powell. On the other hand, we've seen, you know, a decently steady market. Like, how do you kind of balance, you know, how this stuff fits in the macroeconomic environment right now?
Well, it's definitely kind of a market of I guess you could say like pulling at two sides of a sheet almost. Yeah. On the one hand, you have extremely high growth companies in high tech sectors, specifically like AI and kind of adjacent things that are just on an absolute tear. And on the other side, you have, tariffs. And I would put, for kind of somewhat related reasons, I'd put this whole fight over the Fed on kind of the same side as the tariffs, which is that it's a persistent drag on economic activity to have this fight going on. And the thing with tariffs specifically is that, you know, in a weird way, it feels like the back and forth has been going on forever. But in real kind of supply chain terms, as like these things work their way through the guts of, you know, Walmart's logistics operation or whatever, it's still early days. And that's what the companies have been saying is like, you know, hey, we're still kind of eating through inventory that we rushed to get into the U.S. before Liberation Day. Or, yeah, we'll eat, you know, some higher costs for a quarter or a couple of quarters. But now we're going to have to start sort of slowly passing these costs along to consumers. And so that's one of the reasons why the stock market in particular is so frothy right now, is because a lot of these costs have not yet been passed on to consumers fully.
All right. Well, I'm looking at the futures here, down a little bit following the Cook news. Dollar way down, gold way up, kind of just like a gold shooting up. So I don't know. Maybe this is a galaxy brain thing, but maybe Trump is doing all this because all of the elderly people that were investing in gold based on the ads on Fox News. Maybe it's like a little something, a lanyap for the folks that have been watching conservative media and hopping on the gold advertisements.
Gold never goes up on good news. That's the one thing you can take away from this. if gold is skyrocketing, something is wrong.
All right. Well, we'll continue to follow this tomorrow. We're going to get this out tonight. Appreciate you, Ben, jumping on. Lisa Cook, as you rightly point out, is said to have been fired. It's extremely unclear whether he has the legal ability to do that and kind of how these things will shake out in the courts. But it is news that's rollicking the markets and econ world. And I appreciate you giving us your insights on that.
Thanks, Tim. Glad to be here.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.